Today's podcast will be about handwriting and how it affects the personality, if it affects the personality at all. For as long as there was a written language, there has been noticeable differences in handwriting. Some say that it can give you an insight to your personality and health. Others say there is nothing between them. Maybe someday we will know the concrete facts, but for now, it is up for debate.
They came to the conclusion that handwriting is a window to the conscious and subconscious mind. I consider it as a constantly available EKG for the brain because it immediately shows our evolving mental and physical state. As an article from PsychologyToday.com argues, handwriting is impacted by the patient's feelings and state of mind, not personality.
As an article from Psychology Today says, many people would recognize graphology as a hard science, as everyone has a different style of handwriting and has been proven in differences in large spacing and little spacing.
And an article from Psychology.com, they can tell not only personality traits, but also traits such as country or region of origin, alcohol or drug use, and once again, truthfulness. Handwriting is not only used to be determined with someone's personality, but also the person themselves, such as past and present decisions.
Some other issues affecting the accuracy of handwriting analysis include you can't make a meaningful comparison between uppercase and lowercase letters, drugs, exhaustion, or illness can significantly alter a person's handwriting. The quality of the exemplars determines the quality of a comparison analysis, and good examples can be hard to come by. This is an excerpt from the article, How Handwriting Analysis Works. It highlights the fact that there can be many differences in handwriting.
In one experimental study, a large group of judges individually viewed samples of famous artists' handwriting and attempted to match each handwriting sample to each artist. This study claimed that if chance played a factor here, they would have matched 33% correctly. Instead, they matched 68% correctly. This shows that handwriting and personality do have a correlation, as otherwise they wouldn't have been able to have such high percentage of correct answers.
Hi, I'm here with Ashley Doherty. She teaches children who are visually impaired. Ashley, say hi.
Hi.
With people who are visually challenged, do you see personality come through in handwriting? For example, people who write bigger have a more extroverted mindset?
This question is really tough. Again, I think it all depends on the person and the type or the severity of the vision loss. I really like that you included the word mindset in this question because, in all honesty, there are low vision students who have a difficult time accepting their vision loss, and so they just kind of refuse to write with like a paper and pencil. They prefer to type. I can understand this, though, as I can't imagine being a student in junior high who has had vision my whole life, but then all of a sudden lost it. So it would be just emotionally and physically different. But on the other hand, I have students who kind of take it on headstrong. I am working with a student now who began to lose her vision at the end of fifth grade. She's lost 50 to 60% of her vision. And the doctors have told her that she has the vision of a 90-year-old, but she loves to write. Her print is definitely affected by the vision loss, but she's always willing to write, and she even kind of took it upon herself to start learning cursive. So in that case, I would kind of say you can tell a lot about the mindset of a person through their handwriting, especially when it comes to people with low vision, but not necessarily the personality traits that person possesses.
Okay, last but not least, do you see personality come through in handwriting?
That's a really interesting question. I had a teacher once in high school, and she taught like criminology classes, and I didn't take those classes or anything, but she asked me to write a sentence on the board, and so I took a dry erase marker, and I just wrote a random sentence. And through that sentence, she was telling me certain traits about myself. She said, oh, I can tell you really value your mom. And she said like two other things that I forget, but I remember really relating to them at the time. So when it comes to low vision, I would say personality probably doesn't come through because there's so many other things that they're struggling with, such as their fine motor skills. On the other hand, I think there are things you can tell about a person, but it doesn't necessarily define how they write.
Thank you so much for your time. We got a lot from this interview. Thank you.
Overall, after researching, the science of graphology is too broad to have any solid correlation between handwriting and personality.